probably a little bit banged up at the moment, but like everyone coming into the pie, everyone sort of likes to have that bye, and so we need a little bit of a spell. I mean, ours is a really short bye. We've got 10 days. We play Essendon at Marvel on a Thursday night.
That is the coach of the GWS Giants, Leon Cameron. Boys are a bit banged up, he said, and looking forward to this break that they've got in the schedule for a couple of days anyway. Brett Deledio is our man from the Giants around the grounds in Sydney. He joins us this morning. G'day, lads.
Morning, fellas. How are we going?
Going very well, thanks. I was thinking of you when Leon Cameron said that because I was wondering how banged up you were considering you haven't played all the year yet. You've been working to get your body back right, and now you are back and firing. And I thought you might have been a bit annoyed that the buy's coming this time because you're pretty hot to trot at the moment.
Yeah, spot on, mate. I'm furious. Although I do, you know, the ageing body does enjoy a break. It's when I had 6 weeks off there at the start of the season, mate. So I'm, you know, ready and raring, but enjoying a bit more family time more than anything, probably, mate. Just kicking back and spending some time with my girls.
But can you sense in your teammates that it's the right time for them?
Yeah, I think we've had a few boys that had a pretty significant workload at times just because of a couple of injuries and whatnot. You know, Timmy Turano, I think, would really enjoy the break, and Jacob Hopper have had a big workload in the middle. Stevie Kingleo as well. So welcome the break and you know, reset, recharge, and look forward to the second half of the year.
How significant was the win against North Melbourne? We talked about it yesterday, about it was a really tough game in that first half, and you were able to find a way to break clear in the second half and play some really good footy.
Yeah, you're right, Whitey. I think it's we knew it was going to be a real fight, and you know, they've been playing some pretty handy footy. You know, Reece has got them playing some you know, really strong footy around. They attack the contest, and you know, they play to their strengths, that's for sure, with their big bodied midfielders. So our boys are certainly up for it, and you know, it was good to see that we could hold on, especially not at home. You know, scores were level half time, and it was good that we could put the foot down and match their intensity around the footy, but then go on with it and kick away. And I know I kicked about two or three goals late, but the game put to bed by that stage, I think.
Well, what's on coming up, Leeds? Enjoy a bit of a break. I'm sure you'll be tuning in to watching the Aussies over in the World Cup, knowing you.
Yes, mate, absolutely. No, at the moment, mate, I'm getting prepared for ballet classes with my eldest, so that's going to be super. And, yeah, why do you laugh? We're going. We got another 10-day break post our Essendon game, so I'll stay down and catch up with some friends and family, and the girls will be down there as well. So I'll get a bit of R&R in while they're away, and just enjoy some time to myself more than anything, probably.
Lidge, you had a great story down there. Jake Stein, former Commonwealth Games decathlete, who you got in that little rort rule we can get.
Category B. That's it. Rorts, unless you're not involved, Scotty.
Great story, because it's taken him a couple of years to make it.
Yeah, it certainly has, Scotty. Look, he's been incredibly persistent. I must admit, when Jakey first started down there, that it was, you know, you could see how raw he was and how green he was, but he puts in the work. There's no doubt about that. And his athletic capabilities, look, he certainly doesn't run like Mark Butzav, that's for sure. But his power and his strength and ability to get a job done is as good as anyone. And that's, you know, it's a real credit to him. And, you know, Greater Western Sydney, I suppose, to produce a product like that for us, and he certainly reaped the benefits on the weekend and enjoyed his first win, that's for sure.
Once again, yeah, mid-season, one of your star players, contracts, every year you get it, but Stephen Coniglio is the one this year. He's the sort of personality like Kelly that will just cruise through this, or how do you think it'll play out?
Yeah, I think, again, he'll probably just cruise through it. Yeah, we can only put as much heat on him as possible, especially us blokes that are out of contract, to try and get something done. mate, he's going about it in his own time. He's got every right to do that, you know. But I think, you know, speaking to Wayne and to Leon, that they're reasonably confident with where the club sits. But you never know, do you? You know, so we'll wait and see. But I've texted him plenty of times and spoken to him plenty of times to tell him how much I really enjoy playing with him, and if you could just give me a chop out, because I've got a family to provide for, that we could get that done sooner rather than later.
Do players worry about it when there's reports in the paper today that he's going to be down in Melbourne during his bye round talking to clubs? Is that just water off a duck's back now for players? Or when you read that as a teammate, you go, oh, gee, okay, this is getting serious now?
No. I think the boys knew that he was going to Melbourne before the papers did. So that's almost the first thing that he gets ribbed on. It's water off a duck's back. As you said, I think it's just part of the way that the game's played these days, and it'd be silly not to do his due diligence and see what else is out there. But as I said, I think we're pretty confident that he'll make the decision to stick around and play some footy for the long term at the Giants.
Well, as long as there's some left in the kick for you, as you say, that's the important thing about all this. Can't be selfish for Stephen Cornelio. Get the job done for you. Get a chance to have a rest, mate. Enjoy that. And back next week with full steam ahead, because the Giants are going beautifully, 9-4 at this stage of the season. And things are going very, very nice. Looking forward to seeing what happens in the back end at the Bombers next Thursday night to kick off round 15 is your next assignment. Good luck, Lids. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, fellas. Enjoy your day.
Will do. Good luck at ballet. Brett Deledio, they're getting ready for ballet with the girls.
Mm. It's got to be done.
It's got to be done. It's got to be done.
He's having a good little patch, Lids.
Yeah, he is.
Looks good.
Yeah, he's going well.
In that Gary Ablett similar sort of role, half forward, floating around.
It's a nice role.
He's a good mark for his size, Lids. Always has been.
Yep. Good mark. Good distributor.
Correct. All those things.
Experience positions his body well. He's got a lot going on, Brett Deledio. He's helping the Giants, I reckon, no doubt, being back out there this year.